All right, it is time for us to check in with our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, in the Weather Center. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you.
And I remember many years ago on this day, I was recovering from shoulder surgery, lying in a hospital bed in my house because I was only two or three days out of surgery. We had the 9/11 attacks, and we were just talking with Mike Kazi. You know, for those who are 18 years old or under, they didn't live through it. And it's up to us to make sure that people that are 18 and under understand what happened on that day.
Well, it certainly was scary. You know one of the gentlemen that was with me.
Yep.
Mike Solomon.
Yep.
That morning, he was in the recording booth. We had the only TV in the building, so a lot of the tenants came into our office to see what was going on when the first plane hit. We're also at Kennedy Airport, and Mike came out to look at it, and then it was a little while later when the second plane hit, and I turned around to Mike, and I said, Mike, I think we're being attacked. Mike was in the reserves. Mike's face turned white. I excused myself and went to the men's room because I thought I was going to get sick to my stomach. I came back and I said, Mike, stay here. I have to go get my mom, who is at my sister's restaurant. Probably knows nothing what's going on. I have to get my niece out of school. She was very small then. And I did that. And the funny part of the story, and it's the only funny part of the story, is I walked into the restaurant and my mom was sitting down at the table with my sister, and she was just about to put the eggs in her mouth. And I said, Mom, put down the fork, let's go. And they all looked at me, like, what is your problem? I said, we are being attacked. And they said, what? And I told my mom and my sister. She told her partner. I said, Mom, come on, let's go. Let's get Ashley out of school. Let's go home. So my poor mom never had a chance to have a breakfast, which was the funniest part of it. But we got my sister and my niece out of school and all brought them to my house. And from that point on, it was nothing but sadness, the entire day. And again, like I said, under the weather trivia, what a beautiful day it was, a clear sky, the visibility unrestricted, a light wind. It was absolutely gorgeous. And you kind of wonder, did they plan it according to the weather?
You know, they certainly had a day for people that weren't fully trained how to fly. Everything broke in their favor. That's for
right.
Sure. Yeah. It was just one of those days, and it's one of those days that you just, you know, like I said, I'm old enough to remember the day when Kennedy got shot, and when Robert Kennedy got shot, and Martin Luther King. There are certain days that you just remember, the day the Berlin Wall came down. This is a particular hard day. So once again, up in North Canaan at St. Joseph's, the church in North Canaan, they're open 24 hours. You can stop by for a peaceful reflection. So.
That's good. That's great. Well, yes, please remember all those people that really went to work that morning and just never came home. What a sin.
Yeah. Now, so what's the weather look like for us today?
It's not even similar to back on that day. Partly sunny, more humid. There is a chance of a shower coming down from the northwest. Mid-80s, a shower, thunderstorm. Tonight, 70. Tomorrow, showers and a thunderstorm. 75 to 80, that's early because I think in the afternoon we drop. As the front goes by, we'll probably drop it to the 60s. And maybe only low 70s, sunny to partly cloudy Friday. Cloudy Saturday, late showers, highs 75 to 80. And then on Sunday, we'll be in the 80s again. It'll be warm and humid with fair skies.
You know, I walked out of the house this morning and it felt like a June morning, a late June morning. You had a nice warm breeze. There's some humidity. It was a perfect way to go out to work this morning. It really was.
Yeah, very similar-like. You know, well, you know, this is definitely going to be happening. A lot of people think, oh, that's it. You know, from this point on, it gets cold. No, 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 no. Doesn't happen like that anymore. So we will have our share of warm and humid weather. There's no doubt in my mind. And that's about it. I spent a good 3 hours on the phone yesterday with my friends at Apple. Support there is phenomenal. We're having a real big problem with the compatibility issues between two of the cameras, and one is flickering. I told you about that. I did wind up also spending some time with my friends at Canon that have the camera, and that gentleman was just a bowl of great information. He said, you have the two cameras there in front of you? I said, yeah. He said, okay, let's look at camera one. What's the frame rate? I said, that's at 30. He goes, okay, let's look at camera two. Let's find the frame rate there. I said, what's that? I said, that's at 60. He goes, well, there you go. He said, so when you put these two things into the program, the program is going to try to gear it to 60 because it's the more, you know, the more advanced rate. And that's got to be the reason why things are flickering. So we changed the 30 to 60, so that it's compatible with both cameras. And we'll try it out this weekend and see how it works. But in the meantime, every clip that was done with the camera I use may have to be gone to QuickTime and export the whole bit. So I have a lot of work ahead of me. And then after that, I went on to school to teach, met my sixth grade classes for the year, and taught late afternoon, and then came home, ate, and passed out.
Well, so you teach religious classes?
Yeah, teaching religion, and 17 students in the class. And it was a nice start, you know, very, very nice start. We'll see how it goes. But half of them, I think it's almost half and half. I think it's like eight boys and eight girls. They seem to be pretty behaved. So let's see what happens.
See if you can get a little structure in their life, Pat.
Yeah, you know, I try to make it fun. I want them to learn, but I try to make it fun. Because you know what? If that was me after school, and I had to go, to religious instruction, I wouldn't be happy about it either. It's all how you present it. If you make it boring, they're just going to daze, and their minds are going to wander. They're going to, you know, think about other things. You have to make it interesting. It has to pertain to them. It's got to be interactive, and that's what I did last year, and I hope to do it this year as well.
Why don't you bring in the movie Jesus Christ Superstar?
There's quite a few movies that I'd like to bring in, you know, but I don't think we have the time for it. But I do show a lot of video. I find the right videos and I show the videos and then I test them on the videos. That seems to be a much, much better way to work. Also, they like games. You know, at their age, games, I split them up, split the class up, team A, team B, you know, and whoever gets the most points, so they get prizes at the end of the day.
Yeah, you can show a movie like King of Kings. And then, like 3 weeks later, have a test. Who played Jesus in King of Kings? Ask him that question.
Was it Charlton Heston?
No. It was a young actor who never played anything else. Jeffrey Hunter.
Oh right, I remember Jeffrey Hunter.
Yeah. He was a perfect Jesus.
Is he still alive? Probably not.
No. King of Kings was made in 1961. Now, is it a great movie? I don't know how accurate it is, but it is a great movie to me. I just love the music. I love Jeffrey Hunter was an amazing Jesus in that. As far as I was concerned, Rip Torn was even that movie. In that movie, he was Judas.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, it was really I do pull that out. I have it. I bought it on Amazon, and I watch it every year. Remember the actor Harry Giardino?
Sounds familiar.
He was in a lot of cop shows. He was Barabbas, the one who was spared when Jesus was put on the cross.
Right.
The public voted to save the life of Barabbas. Well, anyways, just a little bit of movie history I throw out there. King of Kings. I love the soundtrack. Love it.
Yes, and while you're talking about King of Kings and religion, everyone say a prayer for all those people who we lost in 9/11.
Absolutely. And all those United States military personnel who have been fighting the war of terror and lost their lives, and those who are still fighting that war of terror for us today.
That is correct.
Pat, we will speak to you mañana.
All right. Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.